A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Easter holiday.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-14560 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-154-15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Zimbabwe today joined the rest of the Christian world in celebrating Easter, a Christian holiday that celebrates the belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the New Testament of the Bible, the event is said to have occurred 3 days after Jesus was crucified by the Romans and died in roughly 30 AD.
The holiday concludes the Passion of Christ, a series of events and holidays that begin with Lent, a 40-day period of fasting, prayer, and sacrifice, and ends with Holy Week, which includes Holy Thursday, the celebration of Jesus' Last Supper with his 12 apostles, Good Friday, on which Jesus' crucifixion is observed, and Easter Sunday. Although a holiday of high religious significance, in the Christian faith, many traditions associated with Easter date back to pre-Christian pagan times.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, you can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 001-202-465-0318. Or post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7news@voanews.com.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba siyadivana blessing lusuku oluqhakathekileyo kakhulu kumakholwa umhlaba jikelele amakholwa ke okholo lwesiKristu iPasika likhefu eliqhakatheke kakhulu kazi ngoba yikho lapho okulemikhuba yokubana abantu babe bakhumbule ukusifela kwenkosi uJesu Kristu lapho namhlanje kungolwesihlanu kunje ngesonto kuyikho lapho avuka evuka khona lapho ayengcwatshwe khona singathina ayefakwe khona okuthiwa ke yithumbu ngesilungu ye siyakhumbula ukubana ke amakholwa amanye leli langa lalamhlanje baliqhakathekisa kakhulu okokuthi kukhona abakuzilayo okufana lokudla inyama lokunye okunjalo njalo ye siyafuna ke lamhlanje ukuthi sixoxe lani ke balaleli sizwe ukuthi lingali lithatha njani leli langa njalo lichone lisenzani ngokulokunye okunenginengi silabo ke esibanxusileyo esizaba sixoxa labo emoyeni blessing
okuka hamawadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nezve zuva re Easter apo vechiKristu pasirose vari kubatana kurangarara mazuva iyayo achitanga nemusi wechina vakawanda vakatanga nezuro inozikanwa sekuti chidyo chekupedzisira chamambo Kristu vari pano pasi kana kuti yavanotiwo pachirungu the Last Supper, vachizororwa pamuchinjikwa vachizomuka kwapera mazuva matatu. Tinabvunzwa kuti imi vatereri vedu nevamwe vari kutiona pa zvivhitivhiti pa Facebook apa Radio TV manga muchite nhasi pazuva re Easter kudai pazoro rinoiri muri kuitei mabudirira here kuenda kumakereke kana kuti hamuna kukwanisa kuenda nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonerai tobva takufonerai zvakare kuti munge muchipinda muchirongwa tichikurukura nezvamaswera muchiita Chris.
Yes, blessing. We have our first guest, and that is Reverend Angliston Sibanda on the line. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you so much, Chris and Chris.
Thank you so much. Now, can you tell us the significance of this day, especially in the Christian world?
Yes, it is a very important day in that it's a day where we mark the genesis of the Christian faith. However, I want to open the eyes of believers throughout the world, those of us who are listening, so that as we celebrate this day, we celebrate this day with knowledge. First and foremost, you realize that it has so many names. There is another group of people that call it Pesach. There is another meaning in Ndebele, we call it Pasika. And then there is another group of people that call it Passover. There is another group of people that call it Easter. Easter. It is originally it was a celebration of fertility, not in Northern Europe. It was a pagan day that was christened by Constantine when he was converted to Christianity. Bear in mind that we are using a Roman calendar, so the Roman system adulterated the Christian faith, as it were. So in terms of it being the exact date, that is questionable because of those factors that it originates. That's why they're calling it Easter, and others are calling it Pesach. But nonetheless, the most important thing for us as Christians is that whether it is the day of that marks the celebration of the goddess of fertility, but to us, the meaning that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that he rose again is the most significant part. We commemorate and celebrate his death, not only his death, but his resurrection, in that he rose again from the dead. That makes him unique above everybody else, in that he is the first person to rise from the dead, to die on our behalf, and to rise again from the dead, and to ascend to heaven, leaving us with a promise of his imminent return.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Blessing.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Easter holiday. And we have our second guest just joining us now. That is Father Reki Mashayamombe of the Roman Catholic Church. Father Mashayamombe, good evening.
Good evening to you. Good evening. Thank you so much. It's a splendid honor to be on Studio 7.
Thank you so much. Now, Father Mashayamombe, tell us, how significant is Easter?
It's an amazing celebration to begin with, and I'd like to appeal to our listeners that to begin with it is true, it is very true, and it's undeniable. The origins of Easter are stemming from the celebrations that were pagan. But as I've always stated, and I've got to understand the word pagan to mean something that's evil. It is wrong for us to have that connotation. So the word pagan should be understood in the sense that those who do not follow Yahweh or Jesus Christ, full stop. That was the understanding then. They lived in societies and communities where people had submitted to God, and that principle was wrong. But the essence of
Okay. Remember, Jesus said, I came to fulfill, not to destroy. We need to start from that mark.
Mm-hmm.
I also have someone who says, in our culture, you would hear people running around talking about Astere, talking about Easter coming from the pagan, talking about how evil it is. These are the very same traditions, customs that came from the people. But these are the very same people who would accept the Lobola.
Mm-hmm.
If they accept the Lobola, they should be able to understand that this is Kalishona. It is not staying as Christianity yet, but they are going to get money through Lobola. They don't speak about the ritual of the Lobola. If you really look at it, is there any stain of Christianity in it? Nothing. But what have we done? We have Christianized it. We have said, before you wed in church, satisfy your custom. And we have no problem whatsoever with that. But you people are coming to celebrations of Easter. There's more. You can add one in person and say, it is a custom that is endured in the Jewish custom, in the Jewish practice.
Mm-hmm.
Passover then became the Easter understanding. It's like Jesus is the Lamb of God that saves the world. He is the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one that gives life and redemption. Now, when we go back in the book of Exodus, you would understand just chapter 12 that God told Moses, tell the children of Israel that when they are now, I want to journey with you now, with the understanding, the scripture understanding. Tell them that they are supposed to eat, and what they eat, they're supposed to roast the milk, they're not supposed to have living bread, they're supposed to eat while they're standing with their fat man, shackled and wrapped up, prepared for the journey. What journey? The liberation journey. And this is the part of the covenant that made them understand who Yahweh is, the liberator. And that day, they came to Jesus Christ. What did he do? He washed the feet of the disciples. And then he instituted the sacrament.
Mm-hmm.
The sacrament, which is Holy Mass. Do this in memory of me. He took bread, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body. Aspect number one. He took wine.
Mm-hmm.
He said, take this and drink. This is my blood, the blood from the new covenant. Pour it out to you for the sins of the forgiven. Do this. And remember me. Aspect number two, the covenant has been instituted. When we say Passover, many people don't understand. God sent an angel to Goshen, to Egypt, and he told Moses, tell them to take the blood of a lamb and smear it on their doorposts. An angel then will come. And if he sees that your doorposts have the blood of the lamb, the angel will pass over.
Tinotenda zvikuru Fadha Pasha Bombe kumbobata pakadaro todzoka futi kwamuri Chris.
Okay.
Yes, Reverend Svanda. Now, can you tell us why do we have people celebrating Easter the same way that they celebrate Christmas? These are, of course, the same. They are celebrating the life and death of the same person, Jesus. Now, is there a way, a proper way of distinguishing the way that people should go about celebrating these two festivities?
Actually, the latter, meaning the Christmas, is never instructed in Scripture. Jesus Christ never instructed us to celebrate his birthday. Nonetheless, there is controversy around that, and my colleague Father would know that Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. That is another that's a debate for theologians for another day. But the problem is that people now confuse these holidays. People have lost the appreciation of the deep meanings of I don't want to call it Easter myself, but the deep meaning of the death and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. The reason why I don't want to call it Easter is because I don't want to be involved in the controversies that surround the origins of Easter. But the most important thing is that we are commemorating that Jesus died. So people lose meaning of these festivals, and they begin to celebrate them willy-nilly. They indulge in drunkenness. They indulge in idolatry. They indulge in so many other things that they are not supposed to be indulging in. Because this holiday marks the Passover, like Father has said, marks the beginning of the new era. To the children of Israel, in the month of Nisan, it marked the birth of a new nation that left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea into the promised land. And to us, it marks the day when Jesus Christ was, the night where Jesus Christ was betrayed and crucified and carried our sins. The Bible says he bore our infirmities on his body, and by his stripes we were healed. The Bible says he himself bore our sins. So it represents the day where Christ Jesus took our sins upon him and presented his own blood, which became an atonement for our sins. And at the Last Supper, like Father has said, Jesus gave us an example where he took bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take this, eat, this represents my body. And he did the same with wine. And we do this in remembrance of him. So it is very significant in that it is the day where we remember the ultimate sacrifice that was made by the Son of God. The Bible says he was the Word. He was the Word. He was God, and he was with God in the beginning. But he became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And this is the day where he paid the ultimate sacrifice so that through him we may be reconciled with God, so that there is no more enmity between us and God, as it has happened in the beginning when Adam and Eve had sinned and were cast away and alienated from God. But this day represents the day where we are reunited with God through faith. So it is not a day of getting drunk, but it is a day of remembering that Christ died for us and that he is coming again.
Thank you so much, Reverend Sibanda. Tom Boenda pa Facebook page yedu kuti vanhu vari kuti kuti normal in love vari kuti hi watching from Pretoria Mabopane. Thank you so much. Wata Edwin Maguta ari kuti Goko was good and we shared happiness at St. Paul's Cathedral. Moses Beta, happy Easter. Thank you so much. Happy Easter to you too. Tandiwe Gumbo, happy Easter. Happy Easter to you. Boaz Jayaguru, happy Easter weekend watching from Gaborone. That's Botswana. Happy Easter to you too. And then we have Patricia Witu, happy Easter. Happy Easter. Thank you. Petsman Shoti Nyamagodo, happy Easter. Thank you so much. Joseph Moto, watching from Indianapolis. That's here in America. Chenamo Chemtengwende, watching from Richard Morgan Shangirai House. Happy Easter. Regaiti Zokere kuna Father Mashaya Mombe. Father Mashaya Mombe, Tombo Taura, Nerimirwa Mai. Zuare Easter. Kana kuti zororo iri rakakosha zvakadii muchitendero.
Ndina kutenda vanhu vakutaura chokwadi izvozvo rakakosha rakatanga nesvondo tichipemberera kupinda muYerusarema. Apo kupinda kwataita muYerusarema mambedu Yesu Kristu aitaura achiti, ndini mukuru wechitendero, ndini Mwari wacho. Vanhu vose vari kuzvichema vachishamaaa vachiti, Hosana mwanakomana waDhavhidhi. Auya kunovhoisa chigaro cheushe ushe kuti hwepasi pano nasove kudenga nemusee nezuro takapemberera mabedu Yesu Kristu vachigadza kana kuisa upristi paparepo nekupemberera mamaiko empiro mutsva new covenant. Today, truly speaking, mabedu Yesu Kristu anoira pachipiyaniso ichi ndipo chokwadi katisingagoni kusvika. Pane mufirosofa anonzi Nietzsche akagopanidza achiti Mwari akafa mune matere iko, because that's part one of the script. Part two of the script is tomorrow, is resurrection. Ndopano
Tinotenda zvikuru Father Reki Mashaya Mombe ve Roman Catholic rambai zvenyu muri parunare. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we have Reverend Angliston Sibanda and Father Reki Mashaya Mombe. Chris.
Yebo, blessing. Si labalaleli abasilandelayo yeku Facebook kulo khumbulani Ncube oyena othi ukhanya ufuna ukuthi azise abantu ukuqakatheka kwelanga lalamhlanje. Uthi yena ilanga lePhasika lilanga lokukhumbula ukufa kwenkosi uJesu. It's not a good Friday ngoba kwaba lusizi ukufa kwenkosi, lilanga lokuthokoza, ilanga lokuthokoza ngelanga lesonto Sunday lapho inkosi uJesu eyavuka kwabafileyo. Yes, blessing the listener there is saying people should not necessarily celebrate today but on Sunday, because that's the day when the Lord Jesus resurrected. Mfundisi Sibanda, uyavumelana yini lo mlaleli wethu lo?
Yebo kakhulu, umbona uqondile ngoba masi silandela lusuku okumele sizihlole, lusuku okumele sizisondese enkosini uJesu, lusuku okumele sikhumbule umsebenzi owenzakala eCalvary elithi izwi lenkosi bamhlukuluza, bamshaya, bawulima umhlane wakhe, bamthwalisa isithambano, bamkhafulela, bemhlukuluza, lithi iBhayibheli bamisa isiphambano entabeni yaseGolgotha, bambethela lampompoza igazi, wafa kabuhlungu, lithi iBhayibheli waba phakathi kwezikhiwe. So asolanga elokujayiva sijabule, kodwa lilanga lokukhumbula uJesu asenzela khona esiphambanweni, sizisondeze kuye, sizisondeze kuNkulunkulu, sibonge uNkulunkulu ngomuso ongaka owasenzela wona, okuthi iBhayibheli sasifile ezonweni sikude loNkulunkulu, singalabudlelwano loNkulunkulu, kodwa uKristu Jesu ngesikhathi esifaneleyo weza wasifela. Bese kusithi-ke ngesonto lilanga esingasicelebrate-a khona, sijabulele ukuthi owethu uvukile, ewethu elesiqhawe alibanga leqhawe elafela elaphelele kufeni njengamanye amaqhawe, kodwa liqhawe elanqoba ukufa ngokufa lavuka kwabafileyo, wasimela ezulwini. Njalo into engithanda ukuthi ngigcizelele kakhulu, uJesu udaba lakhe qethi indaba kayiphelanga ekuthini uJesu wafa wavuka kuphela, kodwa indaba yethu iphelele ukuthini uyenza masinyane ukuzolanda abangabakhe. Nxa sesijabula-ke lapho, sijabula sikhumbula ukuthi uJesu esimlinde esesimkhumbulayo uyeza futhi masinyane. Indaba yethu iphelele ukuthini, ethelele emaphakadeni, ayicini lapho ukuthini wavuka kwabafileyo wahamba ezulwini, sengazani singabantu abangalathemba. Kodwa silalela ithemba lokuthi ngokwenyuka kwakhe uzeza futhi njalo ezolanda ibandla lakhe.
Hayi, kuyezwakala, sibongile. Ungayalulokhu bambile ecingweni lapho sifake-ke omunye umhlonipha wethu blessing.
Tine mtereri mkoma Donald, makadi mkoma Donald.
Nyofara mkoma blessing na mkoma Chris Mrisego.
Hai so tiri nani zvedu. Tipe upfungwa dzenyu mkoma Donald.
Hai na ngunda kundikana au kuenda kunoungana nevamwe ndinoenda kubasa kuno kumongozvati kuno kumarimuka kwatiri kunongo zvingodzingira nekutsaka zvatakafambira kuno. Saka handina kukwanisa kana chasa handa kasira wangu kudzoka hapana kwandazomboenda kuti ndingati ndanounganawo nevamwe asi chandongoda kugotenda ngechekuti vana vamufundisi avo ngavaramba vachidzidza vanhu otiko zvino zvoita sekuti zvivairika kuti holiday easter ndiye kungomadoro hatiyai kuziva meaning yacho nokungoti tongoona vanhu vachingoita sekuti paeaster ndo pane mukana wokuti vaite zvinhu mabira zvavo kana kuti zvaanenge vachida kana mafaro avo kuti vanenge vachinoenda kumafaro asi vakaungana sehama neshamwari ani meaning chaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyaiyai kuzvinyadza like vanoenda kuzvipisi kumoria like kuno asi chimwe chine zviti kana kuti nhamo inenge iri munyika sezvakaita kwedu kuZimbabwe vanhu vanoita zvekuti havachina basa naro nenyaya yekuti mari yekufamba kana kuti magathering machechi kwanenge vachinda hazvichakwanisi kuita zvese izvi saka munhu anoita zvekuti haana basa nazvo kana kuti haachari koshesa yetino inyaya yenhamo inenge iri munyika kunoku unotoona kuti movement yavanhu yakasiyana nekumusha vanhu vanoenda chinezvekuva vakasiyana siyana kana kumisha dzavo vachinoona ne hama neshamwari vachinodi kuno hakwedu vamanje ndokunoneza isusu ndio takamukira tina kwatinofamba jinda nekuti tinenge tiziri kana kumba kwacho
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda zvikuru mukova Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda hama dzangu ndatenda vaisaisi
tinotenda tichiti muve neEaster yakanaka
nemivo ikoko
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald Mamboma is in South Africa Father Mashaya Mumba is on the line. Yeah, there's a question here from Ndabazezwe Vicky, who is saying, I have nothing against Easter, but celebrating it doesn't conform to religious diversity. For example, in school or workplaces, celebrating it exacerbates exclusion of other religions. What's your response to that?
You see, we have to find ourselves in a context and not in a vacuum. We have to celebrate Easter. We have to. If we don't approach that, how then are we able to evangelize? This is a time where we speak about Jesus, how he helped humanity. This direction is not only for Christians. This direction is for mankind. Regardless of which religion you go to. Because you shall surely die. Dying is not only for Christians. Dying is for everyone. But what happens when you rise? The keystone of our lives. So we cannot say we cannot celebrate Easter because it will exacerbate the debate that it seems as if Christianity and its values are being propagated more than perhaps Islam, than perhaps Buddhism, Hinduism, traditionalism. So we have to have Christianity. This is one work where one light is being lit to say that there is life after death. Jesus. I just want to say something. You see, even atheists, this debate should be parroted on senior atheists who at the moment of death, those scientists will be able to purport and say, had I known you earlier, Lord, I would have done so much for you. Had I known you earlier. Wisdom without prejudice, wisdom which is unbiased, will help you to understand the true life. In final sense, Pilate, who was a Roman citizen, asked Jesus, "Quis veritas," which means, "What is the truth?" And Jesus kept quiet because he was the embodiment of truth, the way, and the truth, the way, and the life.
Thank you so much. Father Mashaya Mumba, please do stay on the line. We also have Remigio Gunduza, who says, very happy with this service, encouraging people to celebrate the important moments experienced by Jesus Christ, where he was crucified by sinners to give us life and to work our redemption. This Easter holiday differs from Christmas holiday. Takuzgwa Gonese says, I'm watching from South Africa. Chris.
Yes, a blessing. We have a listener.
I think Richard.
Hello.
Magadivo, Pazwai.
Aiwa, Tirinani. Ndimkoma Richard.
Ndibaba Mfundisi Richard Moyo, yes.
Magadivo, enyu.
Aiwa tinofara.
Eh, maswera muchite nhasi pa Easter holiday kudai.
Ah, taswera chigadzira tine ungano hombe yatiri kutanga nhasi nevanhu vakawanda zvikuru makiriki mazhinji South Africa kuno kune paka hombe.
Mhm.
Iri kutanga nhasi ispira wangwana wangwana sibata futi imwe service makiriki futi mazhinji. Eh, saka ndoga tikugadzira already ta akuda kutosvika panzvimbo kuti vanhu va already vanhu vakutoungana zvavo.
Ndiapi makirika ya baba moyo.
Eh, mai mai. Hello.
Hamuna kutipa mamwe machechi acho ari kuya apa ndiapa.
Machechi ari kuno kwakawanisa zvikuru.
Ah, osangana mbese.
Vana vana missionary, my United, nashi dzachivatendi, mazambara akawandisa ndikagomuverenga ezvaro veZimbabwe. Eh, zvatinazo munharaunda kuno kuti takaungana. Kuhuye kune umafiasi ndo kune munga ni paska tishipinda futi mangwani makuseni kune umu futi paska futi makiriki futi majinji kune kusina dana nonzwa tishipari nize kutishira kukaita Jesu Kristu nukumuka kwake ili na uyo kugamuchira mbili wa Kristu ishtora kufesi ya ya John 6 verse 22 Jesu achiti ndini chingwa chopenyu anani anogamuchira ina chawano upenyu saka ndidzi dzimwe mauma vhesi achirwa nezvavo mukati mezvara nhasi sezvaro reZimbabwe mukati menyika ine South Africa takaona zvakakodzera kuti tiungane tinoziva kuti vamwe already vakabva kupasika musi wa 14 April vachiri kunodingo na Exodus 12 inenge chavo 14 abibi saka nhasi uno kune ungano hombe zvisingagoni kuverengwa kuti vanhu vari kurangara ishe wavo mukati mezvara nhasi mufaro chiri chete.
Saka izvi munozviita gore negore zvekuti munenge muchiungana makereke akasiyana siyana anobva kusouth africa ari makereke ari musouth africa ezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe.
Gore negore tinenge tichiungana nekuti makereke akawanda especially Pretoria muno anobva kuna Mamelodi, Olivine, Rustenburg kune makereke ariko omosvasvika makereke anenge achisvika kana ma25 nevafundisi ma25 saka tinenge tichipurana maplatform ekuparidza vhangeri natinge tapedza bhodzi paska yedu haisi paska bedzi paska inkuridyiwa muviri washe wacho nokugamuchira ropa rakristu saka inoita kutangana kufokuroku yeusiku vanonga kuti akugamuchira tichidzisana nokuti Jesu Kristu anoti munofanira kuti miti izvi muchindirangarira gore negore saka isi paska yekuti inenge ipadzwa vhangeri tongaita zvaakaita iye nevadzidzi vake vane 12 achinofanira kuti miti izvi muchindirangarira saka ndoda tii kuita izvozvo pane makereke akawanda zvikuru pachiitwa zvakasiyana siyana makwaya madrama akasiyana siyana paungano tiri kuita mangwana futi tiri kuenda futi zvekumwe kune ungano futi nemakereke futi akawandisa anenge ariko saka ndo zvatiri kuita mukati mezvimbo yeSouth Africa zveZimbabwe tichikurudzira kuti ngatigone kurangarira ishe wedu zvatiriita sokomakore for 13 years tiri mukati menzvimbo ine South Africa chingere zvakafanana izvozvo saka zvimwe zvimwe zvatiri kuita mukati mezvara nhasi takaswera tigadzira nzvimbo tichindoona kuti vari kupedza sei vari kugadzira kuti kashinge takusvika vatungamiriri tibvi tabasa basa zvakanaka saka already so far zvaava kuda kutotanga tichitoona vanhu vari kuda kuda kugadzira vari kuda kutotanga kuti urongwa hwavo chitotanga zvauti youth itangirai kuimba mapresident worship.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru baba moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda mashoko angu okupesira ndoda kukurudzira zvikuru zvazvo zveZimbabwe zviri kufamba nzendo zvichienda kasiyana siyana chimwe zvetine urombo takarasirwa nemhuri yeZimbabwe nezuro chain vakatisiya vachibva kumukati menjike yeZimbabwe vakaita tsaona nekombi vakapirira ipapo vose including nevana saka tirongoti vatyairi vedzimotokari fambai nevanhu zvakanaka mutarise nzira nekuti upenyu hwevanhu hwakakosha nehavo vese vari kuuya kumapaska akasiyana siyana tinongoti ofambai zvakanaka kumapaska amuri kuenda kauti hatiri kuenda upenyu hwevanhu huve upenyu hwakanaka nekuti zvinhu zvinorwadza nekuti vanhu vakawanda tiri kuchema nehama dzakatisiya dzakatirasikira nezuro mukati menyika ini yatiri South Africa ndinongotendawo nemufaro wandinawo nokuti zvara nhasi zvahombe ndikachiita hanengi iri kuyatsa kurova nokuti vanhu vatiri kuvatenda vanhu vakawanda zvikuru saka ndiva kutenda Mwari naizvozvo ropafadzo hai muve neisa yakanaka matimano eZimbabwe tinongoti Mwari unenge akukombori yako ropafadze nekwamuri kwekuamerica nebasa ramuri kuita ngarambe richikura naizvozvo tinotenda.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru baba Richard Moyo.
Thank you.
Of course, he's saying that, you know, during holidays like this, there are usually road traffic accidents. Mm. And he's saying there are Zimbabweans who are suspected to have died in South Africa yesterday when there was an accident. I think about 10, 11, some are saying 13. So he's saying that people must be careful on the roads. Sure, you know, sure. Sometimes it tends to be dangerous and deadly. Chris?
Yes. Blessing, we have a listener, Silo Skumbuzo Mlalaz, Tungwen, Siagu Amrela Utlelo Mlalaz.
Yan being in the Bapo, it is to the 7 million.
I see a pila. Ungapi Gomfla?
Is a part of England, a UK.
Oh, a UK. Ungasi Patisa, Ustel Uti, Usula Kobelunja, Nolo Easter.
I know so loose like a cool. Namblang is going on. Who do Studio 7? A woman for DJs. And about phone is Namblang. I need to Namblang with a teller on Inko Senkulia, but that is followed as a two, as Pambane. Panjava phone is Bagiti Navo, Mel and Aviva Feliz, as long as this card is called, and I'm trying to put it. But Tanda is a little like it in a Malita is now with a crater giving course. Kuti zora kitiye pambi. Ngoba, onga nanzelela, abantu, sipila, nukufunu uza, kunuwe sifunu uza, sifunu uza ikenyesu. Kwa kama ulandili paibili ya shukuti zone zi suwe zinzi, mazala kunu kumela kwa bantu. Yewa.
Ay, yuzwa gala, siyabunga kakulu ngamazu wako.
We are going to be able to get the money.
Blessing, before we go any further, I have several questions here sent by our listeners to Reverend Svanda. But I'll just take them one at a time. Just the first one is Baba Svanda. Kulo mlaleli wethu lapha uSola Wesley ucela ukubuza yena uthi mfundisi Sibanda lezi inkonzo ezifana lama ZCC Shembe labo Guda ezingakholelwa kuJesu pho zibuthanelani ngayo le iholiday.
Ngicabanga ukuthi labo bathethe ithuba lokuthi njengoba kulethefe likhulu abantu bonke bekhemsebenzini nabo babuthane, kodwa ke bona njengoba bengakholelwa kuJesu lawo babuthane bathathe nje ichance yokuthi njengoba kuyiholiday babuthane lawo benza abafuna ukukwenza. Ngicabanga nje ukuthi babuthana ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi baselebrate bayenza abafuna ukukwenza ngoba kule cafe elide abantu bengayanga emsebenzini.
Mhm. Ye omunye njalo quickly blessing umsunduzwa Ndlovu uthi yena iBhayibheli engiliphetheyo lingitshela ukuthi iPasika ingomhla ka 14 January. Lokhu ukuthola kuLevi 23 iverse ngelika 5. Liqiniso yini le?
Ngikhilo ngathi mina indaba yePasika vele kayindikho kule mfundo omnene about what 2050 ngoye ukuthi isista kahle kahle kuyini. Inkinga yethu engikhulume ngayo ukuthi thina sisebenzisa iRoman calendar. IRoman calendar yena le eyaphanjaniswayo kwacucacu kwavoxavoxa into eziningi. Ngase ngisithi mina kungasenani into eqakathekileyo yukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi at some point uJesu wafa njalo uJesu wavuka kwabafileyo. Singathatha leli thuba kose ngama-date lawo akhona whether they are correct or wrong, but sikhumbuleni the essence. The essence yendaba isiqoqela sendaba ukuthi uJesu wafa, uJesu wavuka njalo uJesu yeza masinyane. Ngoba lokho siyakwazi sonke, ngikhulumile ukuthi ngiqalisa ukuthi Easter ile abanye bathi Easter kwakukhonzwa kwakucelebrate goddess of fertility yipagan rites lezo zinjalo kodwa iminto engithengitheke eqatha ukuthi sibambe ukuthi kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi at some point over 2000 years ago uJesu wasifela singaqhasi debate yama dates hayi kungaze kube kusasa inkosi yamadonkazi aphume impondo singeke sayiqeda ngoba nginjelani lembuzo eminingi ngokuthi why did we have to adopt iRoman calendar kodwa ke sikwesuthole ukukhona akuhlamandla ukukutshintsha ngoba sikusystem evele ikhona kodwa umqoka ukuthi Jesu wafa lokuthi wavuka lokuthi uyeza masinyane.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu. Please do stay on the line, blessing.
Mhm. Tinemwe mutereri vamadzura makadi.
Ndiriboga namakadiwo nkoma bless.
Hayi wayi su tiripo zvemutowa kumwe akaoma kumwe munyoro muri kuite paista.
Si zvedunde zvingotota kakadza kuwana nemukana wekuti tiende kuma mendereri dzeika.
Mhm.
Asi ingwa yakafanira kuti zvino nguva inotibatsira nekuti sinongura nekuti ingwa yekurangarira kuroverwa kwakaitika Jesu Kristu achiroverwa zvivi zvedu zvinoti kana tose patinotadza ingwa yanga yakatofanira kuti dai kuri kunzi Mwari achitikomborera yatinototema zvivi zvedu toregererwa zvivi zvedu zvese zvatinotadza tiri panyika.
Saka imi muri kupi chaiko vamadzura?
Ini ndiri ku South Africa Joburg.
Oh, muri ku Johannesburg. Saka nhasi mashanda here kana kuti yanga iri horidi?
Yeah, nhasi tanga tiri pabasa sezvo munoziva kuti kurarama kwedu tirikutoitawo zviya zvekufuridzira tichinyengerera mumabasa patinenge tiri nekuti ukaregera kuenda kubasa mhuri dzinofa kumusha nenzara. Saka ndanga ndiri pabasa nhangu nhasi pazuva ranhasi. Sezvinewo tiripo pamabasa ipapo tinenge tichitorangarirawo tichichema kuna Mwari kuti dai Mwari matisunungurirawo matiregererawo kutadza kwatinoita uye dai Mwari wasunungurirawo kuti wanyanya kupindira kunyika yedu yezimbabwe ndinoona kana zviitiko zvimwe zvizhinji zviri kuitika kunyika yedu yezimbabwe zvii zvakanyanya kuda kunge zvinoti wandei maningi kunyika yedu yekuzimbabwe zvekutoti dai kuri kuti vatungamiriri wenyika Mwari wanonyanyopindawo neshoko raMwari zvakanyanyira ingwa yakatofanira kuti dzinonguva kana paine zvinhu zvinenge zvichida kuti wawe wanozipa kumberi kwaMwari wachichema pamberi kwaMwari kuti dai taregererwa ingwa inenge yakatofanira ipapa kuti dai taite ngoma tichitosunungurirwa tose.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamadzura nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinotenda zvikuru dai muchigarawo pose pose ndiri muteereri westudio 7 panguva dzose kana paine zvirongwa zvakawanda wanda ndiri muteereri anogara aripo panguva dzose nekuta muchindifonerawo ndinotaura nemi ndakasununguka chaizvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu. Aiwa tichaedza kudaro dzimwe nguva nhare mbozha dzinomboti netsei dzimwe nguva vanhu vacho vanomboti wandisei asi chitenge chiri chido chedu kuti tirambe tichitaura tese.
Aiwa takanaka panonzwika asi apo nepapo munomborangarira muchimboti regera chimbobato muteereri wedu wamadzura chimbonzwa kuti wariri kutikudii
nokubatsira
iye zvizviwo tikutochema titori watungamiriri wafundisi chaiwo wechurch asi tatokundikanawo kuti tikaendewo nekuti isusu tinotenda pane chitendero chedu taifanira kunge takatoungana tiri kunyika yekuzimbabwe but takatotadzawo nemhosva yekuti tiri pamabasa vamwe vakakundikanawo nekutadza nekuti Mwari dzacho dziri kunetsa ndekuti tiri kutogadzira Mwari dzekuti tichengetedze tichichengetawo mhuri dziri kumusha kwezimbabwe dziri kutambura.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Let's go to Father Mashaya Mombe. Are you still on the line? Thank you so much. Now, Father Mashaya Mombe, tell us, what will you be doing from Sunday to Monday?
From Sunday to Monday, I am going to celebrate...
I should have said Saturday, actually. I'm thinking today is Saturday.
Tomorrow evening, I'm starting Mass at 8 o'clock in the evening. Misa inengeiri yekutaura kuti taakupemberera zvino usiku hwekumuka Kwamambedi Yesu Christo. We know that it's a 3-day window period for Akamuka, but for personal reasons, we suffer Easter vigil. This is the mother of all vigils. Those warakakosha mkatmeri prenyu wedu. Mumisa mjeta ngandatora candle. Candle runs Easter candle. Ndori pati zane moto. Mwambedi Yesu Christo ndiye chie suri prenyu wedu. Unoziya chukuna kiza kwa zoka. Kana chiva mchedu chini mwe momo. Unoziya kana chana ni mwene chiti. Uririma. Ane rima, kana tupamba hapa rima, kana tumono rima, nendo hata hapana shimupo. Kana pahane mwenye, you know, that life means that there is life. Life brings life, life brings foresight. So we're going to do that candle, Easter celebration. Kichiti mwenye uyu, wakutipa, walo rekufamba naro, tangatini mwirima, kwa zino tani direction ya kuenda. Ndoba napinda, nchipeza hapa hapa, ndoba napinda, pari za shoku, kubakuna Genesis 9 reading, kichigerenga, imene ime chipari za, chona kuti, ruponeso runo bakupi, kubakuna Adam, kusiku ya kuna, kuna mamiri zikiso kufata kumoka kwake, nozo, bati za varano shika wama 22, nozo hita zino kutita kutita mchila mwilo wa Kristo, saka, aa, ini mtufunga nozo peza, kano matuwe, chawane mamkuwelele kufara cha hizo. Hei wana wanu wangu ese Maruku Roadview Kuku Roadview TCPT Greendale Highlands Kune cheche don Assumption of Our Lady. We are Nama during the 10th celebration yaka koshera yaka naki sachirisu. And I'll urge all Catholics to go to your church. I'll urge all Christians, whichever denomination you come from, whether Anglican, Methodist, Presbyterian Church, my apostolic, Pentecostal, and I, Munona Matatensi. The father I'm going to say that nobody is saying that's not how it is.
I want to note that Reverend Rabbi Budiparunari, Chris.
Yes, blessing. I'll go back to the Reverend. The same question will be answered later by Reverend Swan. I'll go to Father Masha Mombe. Father Masha Mombe, you are encouraging people to go to church and pray and all that, but we are noticing that because of the economic hardships affecting people as we speak right now. We've been talking to some people who are saying that, you know, why should I be thinking of that? I'm hungry, I don't have money, and all that. Do you notice any move from the traditional church like the Catholics and, you know, those churches that have been there before to these new Pentecostal churches? Do you see any move to, from those traditional churches to the new churches?
I need to understand your question. When you say move, what are you trying
to... What I'm trying to say is right now you are telling me to go and kneel and pray and go home. But when I go to... I want to mention the names of the other churches or the leaders of those churches. I go there, they give me some...
prosperity water. Gospel, maybe that's what Christian...
Okay, now I understand.
Yeah, now you get what I'm saying. And then I get some oil and stuff.
Here's the thing, my brother.
Yes.
We should come to what we call maturity of our Christian faith. I am Catholic. I come from a very conservative church that is opened itself. Sometimes I even wonder why it's called conservative. But anyway, let us say that because it was there since about 2007. Then we have what I'll call newer churches, newer faith. And these churches, their leaders, their charismatic leaders, would want their children or their adherents to... If you do not have certain possessions or assets or statuses, now, when we have that, then also when they pray, when you offer, they have a standard of saying, offer this so that your plea may be answered by God. Well, here's what I can say. Be comfortable in the house of God that you are in. Aunaku hasumari wakoka, anaku kumaniki zirajoka, anaku kubatila putu kudewana kudemuno. There are other churches where you can profess your faith, get healed, be loved, be cared for, be nurtured spiritually, and also have a sense of belonging. So we are saying there are more than enough doors that are open to embrace you. Why should you live by yourself going to that particular one?
Okay.
You shouldn't. he should not.
Yeah.
So basically, we are coming also to the sense of the gospel of prosperity that you've just stated. My brothers, it's a shame, and sometimes I feel so disheartened at how humanity has been robbed, not in the night, during day, broad daylight, and they willingly go and open themselves and say, come and look for me. You see, we are no longer in the age and era of Masendeke and Kitume, where we shut our doors anticipating in fear that they will come. Right now, when you go, you walk to them. Mm-hmm. They do things to you that you open up your bank account, you open your wallet. And to them, they walk scot free. This should stop. I will not mention names, as you say. Mm-hmm. Just a week ago, one particular pastor in Harare, he used some oils. I don't know what he was doing on the chairs and so forth. And you know what? So many people were falling down and said, and I vehemently say, this is wrong. This is taking advantage of the people. Mm-hmm. Of course, we understand the economic situation legislated has made people so gullible. Because that's what we want, and the people have taken advantage of that. Mm. You pay a certain particular amount of money to touch some oil, to have some oil in the hope that your marriage will be safe, your bank account will be increased, your business will make a profit, and you will live a happy life, which is not intrinsically a Christian life. A Christian life means that you should suffer. And he accepted it. Many doctrines, if I can call them, of the that are coming up, eliminate suffering. They say it's evil. Well, iron sharpens iron. Well, for you to be called gold, you have to pass through a furnace. And that's not what these newer churches would want. They don't want that. They want shortcut faith. Hence, the gospel of prosperity. Well, does it mean that if my bank is set, then I'm prosperous? We may not be prosperous financially. We may not be prosperous in terms of assets, but perhaps we are prosperous in terms of virtue, in loving my parents, in loving one another, in respecting one another, in being hopeful, in being charitable, in seeing the poor and sharing the plight that they have. I may not be prosperous in my bank account, but I'll be prosperous in sharing with the poor. No, but it's the gospel of prosperity. So when they preach that gospel to me, they should not tell me about finances only. They should tell me about how to live a virtuous life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
just
so much.
A quick comment as well, Reverend Sivanda, on those churches that make people eat snakes, drink a red poison and stuff like that.
I think we should not be moved by anything. The Bible says the problem is that we have Christians, believers, that do not read scriptures on their own. That depend on these people to tell them. The Bible says about the believers in Berea that they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that after Paul had preached, they went home and searched the scriptures to ascertain if what Paul was preaching was true. And the Bible says, as a result, many of them believed. So we have Christians that are dependent on prophecy, that are dependent on so many of these things and these gimmicks that will then, out of desperation, fall into this trickery that is being done by these people. But it doesn't have to move us. Because even Jesus Christ himself predicted that so many false Christs and false prophets will arise in my name and deceive many. So that is the fulfillment of that scripture. So many are rising up, calling themselves prophets, and their objective is to deceive many. But the Bible says that do not worry, you will know them by their fruits. Eventually, they will get exposed and we will know them by what they will produce. So there's no anomaly about having these people because Christ Jesus participated in Scripture. What is important is for believers to search the Scriptures so that they know what true religion is, what true Christianity is, and not fall into the trap of these people that lure you, people using so many of these gimmicks. Some of these things are nowhere in Scripture. They are just unscriptural and sheer manipulation of the people's desperation. But people shouldn't be so desperate and depend on a man. But people should be desperate for God and not desperate for things. The problem is that we have people, we are seeking after things and not seeking after God. When we seek after things, we get fall into these traps. But when we seek after God, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. When we find God, we will not fall into these manipulative traps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much, Reverend. Silaba laleli lapha abasilandelayo ku Facebook. Uthandeni Mqondisi Chibale uthi indaba zika Jesu ziyasinda, zifuna umuntu okwazi indaba zakhe njalo ungabuzi kakhulu. Usiphiwe Manko Sithole uthi Happy Easter Hlobo. It's time to say thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you died for me. Thank you. We celebrate the opening of direct forgiveness of sins and acceptance of all races to the temple, to Christianity. Thank you. Let us say abonga. Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Chris, I think we have some more following on Facebook. Klopas Matambandini, Arguti, watching from Pretoria. Thank you so much. Kotni Mpemi, Koti, Arguti, please call me. Anga mbonyira zvakare achiti nhasi izwa guru asi vafundisi musatora advantage kubira vanhu muchishandisa zita remunhu akafira zvitadzo zvedu. Ndaswera ndakatsanya hangu ndazvosinungura nekuenda kubhawa hangu ipapapo manje mukoma. Tawanirwa Nyasha Lituli from Harare, thank you so much following. Tones Bond arikuti ariku Johannesburg. Mary Rudomoyo Mukamuri watching from Port Elizabeth, thank you so much. Askumbuzo Mlalazi, thank you so much. Brian Bennett Mbajani watching from Senton, Johannesburg, thank you so much. Chris, we are almost coming to the end of the program. Reverend Mashaya, Father Mashaya Mumberatha, your last word. Father Mashaya Mumbe?
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Let us give our due reverence to God. Okay. I urge all Christians to love one another, to respect one another. Respecting human dignity is important. Jesus died for us, yet he will rise for us. And everything that we do, we should always ask ourselves. This man took his life, he died for us. I'm sorry, his life was taken away, he died for us. And I am supposed to do something honorable, something charitable, something dignified to prove that I am a worthy Christian. I urge all people of different religions, so much as well, to respect one another. I believe people from different creeds and faiths have your own moral code, which calls you to respect, to honor, and to love. Let us abide in that. Once there is love, there is our God, for God is love. And to the people of Zimbabwe listening all over the world, may God bless you. Let us remain resilient. Let us remain strong. Let us love and respect one another wherever we are. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Thank you so much. Reverend Sibanda, your last word?
I want to urge everybody to remember that Christ Jesus died on the cross for our sins and that he is coming again. As we celebrate, we commemorate his death and resurrection, let us turn this holiday into a holiday of a transformative holiday that is going to have an impact in our lives by accepting Jesus for those who have not accepted him, by accepting Jesus as our Lord, a personal Lord and Savior. As Scripture says, if we believe with our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he died on the cross and rose again, and we confess with our mouth, we shall be saved.
Thank you.
Everybody who is under my voice to turn to Jesus at this point in time.
Thank you so much, Reverend. We want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Angleton Sibanda and also Father Reki Mashaya Mombe. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, signing off and saying, have a blessed Easter holiday. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Please be safe out there.